This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to get to something Fletcher Cox said, but first I want to play some Nick Sirianni audio, because Sirianni talked, you know, the Eagles are releasing, it feels like, more and more these days from a social media standpoint. And I think this is an initiative to try to put content out. But I also wonder, John, are they pumping out some Sirianni content to make the populace feel better about him? Look, I already feel he's a better coach than a lot of people think. But if you put out video where he's talking to the team and it's good video, maybe people will vibe with it. Let's listen to Sirianni. This is him talking to the guys this week. I like this message a lot. Here's Nick Sirianni to his dudes this week.
We got really good players. We got a really good front office and GM, right? And with great talent, and with great coaches, and with great physicality, and with great detail, you can win a lot of games. You can win 10, 11, 12 games. But you can't do special unless we continue to come together as a football team. I ain't into winning 10, 11, 12 games. We've been done that here. We've done that there. I want to do special and you can't do special alone.
Gotta tell you, Jason.
Ah, oh, love it.
I'm not a warrior, okay? You're a warrior. John Rich is a warrior. Me, not a warrior. I'm ready to run through a wall.
Yeah, no, Nick can get you motivated for sure. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I think Nick, one of his strengths as a coach is these team meetings and holding guys accountable and motivating his players. And I think that he's been great at that. From the moment he really got there, I know the press conference thing made him look maybe not the most well-spoken, but in front of a group of guys, being himself and being able to talk the way he naturally speaks and things like that. And he always mixes in, you know, I mean, sometimes they're like this where it's like very clearly like, you know, there's no fluff to it and it's very straightforward. And that's great. And then sometimes he's, you know, talking about, you know, a fireman and you're wondering where he's going with it. And all of a sudden he brings it back around. And, you know, I think that, you know, he puts a lot of time into that stuff. And, you know, I think that that's, you know, one of his strengths for sure is these team meetings and motivating players and bringing people together. Like he's talking about bringing people together. You know, that's one of the biggest traits a head coach needs to be able to do is to communicate, to steer the direction of the team, the offense, the defense, the coaches, the players, bringing it all together. You know, he's the biggest part of that. And to be preaching that message makes a ton of sense.
So here's another, you know, thing on Sirianni. This, let's go to Fletcher Cox. Obviously, Jason, a player on the team last year and for many years and the entire tenure of Nick until this year. Same thing with Fletcher Cox. Same exact deal. Both retired, you know, same all season. Fletcher talked on the NFL Network this week about Sirianni and the Eagles team. Here's Fletcher a couple days ago on the NFL Network.
What do you make of the relationship right now between Eagles fans and the coach of this team?
Man, I think it's good. No, Nick is. Let's look at Nick's history. What he got? Playoffs, Super Bowl, playoffs. I mean, all he does is win, right? He find a way. And, you know, with a coach like that, you know, that can get rally up a team of men and do what he's doing every year in and year out. Even with swapping coordinators the last 2 years, you know, the way that things have been going, you know, they're still finding ways to win. And I think, you know, this team could get scary in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
As it get cold, they can run the ball really good. And he always said, and always from every coach, teams that can run the ball in November, December when it gets cold, those are teams that can go deep into it. But I know he's taking these guys one game at a time and, you know, one team at a time. But I got nothing but respect for Nick, you know, since day one.
All right, that's Fletcher on the NFL Network. John, here's where I'm at on what I think the town's at. Most people, is my assessment of people, most people still out on Nick. But in about a week or two, the bandwagon will begin, but will begin with hesitancy, and people will jump off quick if things end bad. But I think he hasn't gotten, in my opinion, enough credit for the 5-game winning streak and going through the fire he went through over the last month. But that'll change to an extent if they get this win tonight, because this is a big one, and this isn't the Giants and the Browns and all those other bum teams they face. This is a much better team, John.
It's a lot better team, and I still don't know how much, you know, Nick Sirianni's involvement will influence the win or loss tonight, which is part of like,
why do you
what
say
makes
that,
things
though?
Problematic
why?
For me. I don't understand his – my biggest worry, Jason, and maybe sure. You can help with this.
Yeah.
I have always worried about Nick's communication ability. Because from the very first press conference, all we have to go on are words. and it's kind of like he didn't do a good job of communicating to us, the media. And so I'm sitting there wondering, how is it that it could be so different that he would be able to communicate with the players effectively? Well, if it's this bad with us, how can it be so much better with the players who it truly matters with?
I think talking in front of a microphone and to the media is not always the most, you know, straightforward thing for people. Some guys are really good at that and some guys aren't as good with that. But usually that isn't as much of an indicator as like someone talking to a team or talking to people that they know. Like, I think it's a different thing. And so I always felt like Nick was very, very good at communicating. I think that he does a great job of, you know, preaching consistency and accountability and all these things are important to building a winning football team. I guess, like, do you, like, because I think the big thing people question with Nick is, like, what does he do, especially now that he's not a play caller? And I just think that there's a number of coaches that do this now, Dan Campbell being one of them, and, like, people really don't question what Dan Campbell does for the Detroit Lions.
Right.
They just take it for granted that he has, and I think what you've seen with Dan is Dan, and it's been very impressive, and I've loved watching every step of it. Dan had a vision when he went to Detroit, and kudos, that organization backed him 1,000%, and they took 3 or 4 years to build exactly what he had in mind. And the coordinators are fantastic, and we'll see how that team does after this year, because there probably will be some staff members that leave.
Right.
But Dan has been the one who has preached what that football team is going to be from day one, what kind of, what they're going to play, how they're going to be offensively, what their mentality is going to be, and all this. And, like, is it that substantive? No, it's not. But the high level of, like, who we are and what we stand for, I think is very, very valuable. And guys that have done that well have been Dan Campbell. I think John Harbaugh has done a tremendous job, as well as the organization in Baltimore. With
Tomlin.
Tomlin,
another classic. Yeah,
Tomlin has done a great job of that as well. And I think that Nick, maybe not as good in press conferences, although everybody laughed at Dan Campbell in his first press conference. He's talking about biting kneecaps off. I think Nick does a really good job of that. And I think if that's his job, is to steer everything, bring it all together, you know, be making sure it's all headed in the right direction. And I know that that's not as easy and transparent as like calling plays and whether he's good or bad at that. But I think that that has tremendous value. And for the most part, he's been really, really good at that through his career. And even through last year, the collapse towards the end of the season, you know, he was working like hell and trying to keep that thing on board. And, you know, the coordinating positions did not pan out. We had players that were aging in some categories, and we just weren't as good as a team as the year before. And, you know, I think that, I mean, you got to give him some credit for, I don't know who made the hires or whatever, he's been the head coach through Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio coming on and these new additions, and there's, I mean, they've lost two games this year.
Yeah, no question. So, Jason in studio with us, as he is every Thursday at this time. Not every Thursday, though, do we give away tickets. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. And we've been telling you all week, this very coveted game, which is in 12 hours and 14 minutes.
Not that we're counting.
Not that we're counting. Pre-game show starts now! Let's give away tickets right now.
And the name is...
All right, the final name you need to know for our contest is Donovan McNabb.
Wow.
So if you have followed what we've done this week, three names, one at 8 o'clock Tuesday, one Wednesday, one Thursday, all players that played for both the Eagles and Washington. So even if you didn't hear Tuesday and Wednesday, that's a little bit of a hint for you. Three prominent players that all played for... I didn't say Sonny Jurgensen. No Sonny Jurgensen.
Back too far.
A little far.
Donovan was traded to Washington. You didn't say Ryan Kerrigan?
I mean, Plus, you know what? Come on.
All three of these guys I liked. I never liked Sonny Jurgensen. When I'd hear him announce Washington games...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He was the worst.
He was awful.
He was the worst.
Donovan was traded on the eve of what major event?
Easter.
But what... It was, major sporting event.
Okay, hold on. So 2000. Hold on. I gotta get in the hammer mode.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, brother. Oh, here we go.
First off, I gotta hit this here.
Hammer.
Right, so
this would be 2010 Easter, and it's the eve of a major sporting event. So that would be the spring of 2010.
That would be the start
of Roy Halladay's career.
Excellent. That is outstanding. Wow, you know how to do that. The only reason I remember.
Do you know why, Ray?
Hammer.
You are the
Enough
hammer.
Said.
It was 10 o'clock at night, and I got a text message from Andrew Perloff from Sports Illustrated. I was asleep, and I said, I got to change the entire schedule.
Sure.
And I had to call Angelo's wife, Gail, and say, leave a note on the mirror so he doesn't pass out when he hears the news. And that, I've got a whole baseball show
That's unbelievable.
It was crazy.
All right, so by the way, I forgot to say, first caller contest line, caller number one, you're going to win these tickets when you go 3 for 3 with the three names. Three names that we have featured. At this time, 8 o'clock, the last 3 days, 215-988-1258. Be on the contest line, be the first caller, and you can win the tickets. Jason, do you, because I do you marvel at
the hammer!
Ability to get these things right? I mean, you got to admit.
The hammer!
Oh, my God.
It's impressive, useless knowledge. It's very good.
But hold on. It's extraordinarily impressive.
Oh, my God.
Impressive. Very, you know, that's like saying you're a good center. You're a good center.
Very good
center. Right, but I mean, when you stand there in Canton, Ohio, you can be like, hey, good? Better than that.
Someone
who will probably not get to Canton, Ohio, but will certainly get some votes someday and will definitely be in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Definitely in the Eagles Hall of Fame will be Zach Ertz. So before we get Jason's assessment of Zach and what he meant to the Eagles as both a friend and a player, and what a player. James, we have two pieces of audio, right, to kind of... All right. So let's get to
two pretty important plays by Zach Ertz.
Listen, these are two.
I think I know at least one.
Well, I'll go as far as to say this. I think the first play we're going to feature
is more important than the second play.
100%
agree.
Because when the Eagles take the lead with Zach Ertz's touchdown, it wasn't fourth down. Like you get another, I think it was second down, I think. Bottom line is you get another crack at it if you don't get a TD. On fourth and one, 5 minutes to go in the Super Bowl, fourth and one, ball near midfield. Yeah. If you don't convert this, it's probably lights out. Yeah. By the way, Nick Foles, great play. Big V got beat.
Gets out of the way, a little shimmy.
Foles goes left, and Zach Ertz, it was only a one-yard catch or a two-yard catch for a fourth and one, but it was a great hands catch, a little bit of traffic. Let's go back to the Super Bowl. 5 minutes to go, fourth and one. Doug with some big guts, and Zach Ertz with one of the biggest short catches in Eagles history.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It was tight.
Yeah.
It was tight. Jason, do you remember that moment?
I remember all these moments to a degree, and the fourth down play, you know, for sure was one that stuck out because it was such a pivotal moment in the game.
You probably lose if you don't convert. Probably.
And that's the one that I probably remember more because, you know, whenever you go for it on fourth down, it's such a big gamble. If it works out, you know, you ultimately keep the drive going. If it doesn't, it's you know, devastating. And it was a huge play.
Yeah.
And I definitely remember that one. I remember being excited and happy, especially for Zach. But
you still had to get the ball down the field.
We did.
You guys are still trailing and still not even at midfield, and there's still only 5 minutes to go.
It was a quick, like, yeah, all right, what's the next play?
Sure. All right, well, let's get to not the next play, but it's probably 5 or 6 plays later. The ball has been, as Hank Stram would say, matriculated down the field. The Eagles are in striking distance of the goal line, and this was – I remember doing an event with Zach one time, and I said, dude, you caught the pass that won the Super Bowl for the Eagles. You're the only person in human history – to catch this. It's like Eric Bruntlett scored the run for the Phillies.
Well,
except there are two runs scored for the Phillies that won a World Series, 80-08.
Yeah.
Zach is the only one to ever catch the go-ahead touchdown to win the Eagles the Super Bowl.
I always say no one's made more big catches in Eagles history than Zach Ertz.
That certainly could be true. I mean, it might be. All right, let's listen to that moment back in February 2018. And, of course, that was a controversial play because did he actually catch it? Did he not? Went to replay the whole deal. So, and by the way, let me say congratulations to our caller and our listener, Justin, who hails from Havertown, who won the tickets. Justin, congrats on those tickets.
Justin.
And, of course, Rhea, those tickets given away courtesy of... Get the tickets tonight given away courtesy of NovaCare.
NovaCare, rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Sorry, I was cutting up a piece of sound.
Understood. All good. All right, so Jason, Zach Ertz tonight, man. What did he mean to you... to the Philadelphia Eagles? Try to put it in words, because obviously the Eagles will honor him tonight.
Well, Zach, you know, first and foremost, he was a great player, and I think that that's, you know, everybody knows that. I think that, you know, his ability to create mismatches and you know, be an incredible weapon for us throughout his tenure in Philadelphia made all of our jobs easier. I think that outside of that, he was just a great friend. He was a great teammate. He was a guy that was, you know, always around the group. He was always talking. He was always trying to get better. He was always trying to do his job better. I mean, Zach wasn't the greatest blocker, and he continually tried to improve that category of it. And I think that was something that we always, like, you know, went back and forth with. And, you know, it's like he was just a good person, and he really cared about the city of Philadelphia. He really cared about the Philadelphia Eagles. He still cares. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, that's what this city respects. You know, I still remember... and I brought this up in my retirement speech, but the you know, he had a play against Vontaze Burfict across.
Oh yeah,
we remember too, Jason.
2016.
Everybody at WIP remembers because he was getting certainly destroyed.
Knew. Yeah,
and I mean, if we're being honest, I think it was probably rightly so, and I think he might say the same thing today. And I remember him catching the next pass, the very next game, and breaking like 3 or 4 tackles, which wasn't Zach's necessarily his specialty, and just running so hard. And you could tell instantly, you know, how much he wanted to, you know, break that last moment that it happened and prove that he was a hardworking, you know, Philadelphia Eagle. And right away the crowd erupted, and it was just an awesome moment for him, and one that I point to a lot of guys who are going through it in this city. It's like, dude, you know, that one play happened, that's done. Like, you can go and change this narrative right now. And
unless you're Joel and don't play.
Well, but I don't know that he can do much.
He's got
the knee issue or whatever's going on, but you know, maybe they can give him a new knee. What's the status on that?
It's mysterious. It is very mysterious.
I don't know why we're laughing, because the whole thing's falling
apart. It's devastating. Hey, yeah, it's not fun at all. Back.
What can you do about it? Like, you know, it's, I don't know. You know.
It's a mess.
It's like, well, the Tin Man, they gave him a new
take him the
heart,
Haas.
Also,
right? was it the Lion who got the heart?
Yeah.
The Tin Man got the heart. Yeah,
Lion
something.
Got the heart.
Also on Ertz too. Also has done a ton for this city too. I just want to make sure we mention that too.
Oh,
the Ertz Foundation, his mom, his wife, the whole thing. Just to round that out, like, he is like a. He's a Philadelphian.
Totally.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah, no, they're a great, very special family.
And
very
we should
special.
Talk about how difficult it's going to be to stop him. That connection between Jaden Daniels and Zach Ertz.
About,
when we come back, we should.
Yeah, no, okay. We'll
talked about a close fourth down. I mean, they are very close to winning
last
week.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. I mean, arguably.
Very arguably.
It was really hard to root against him, but I was pleased.
Right.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so a lot up ahead, including Turkey Bowl, 825. We tell you which two schools will be featured Thanksgiving week here on WIP. 825 to find out who wins Turkey Bowl, and a lot more with Jason up ahead as we get closer and closer. Now 12 hours and four minutes away from kickoff. A game you can hear tonight right here. Eagles in Washington tonight on 94 WIP.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.